Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 11 years ago, our next guest decided to break out on her own and start a public relations business. She says her success has been a result of specialization and has also resulted in dozens of young college graduates calling and looking for work in the marketing communications industry. Colleen Troy is president of Touchpoint Communications. She joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Colleen, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thank you.
Now tell us a little bit more about your company and how it all got started.
Sure. You were exactly right. It was just a decision to sort of branch out on my own. I had worked for other folks for a while and thought I'd give it a try. We're enjoying a very healthy book of business. Love our office on King Street and have really great, talented people on our team. So life is good.
Does it have anything to do with the perennially great economy Charleston seems to have?
I think right now it has a lot to do with the perennially great economy. I will say that we are one of the many firms who were confronted by the Great Recession. Probably makes us feel like we've been in business 20 years versus 11, because those were tough years. But it taught us all a lot of really good lessons about focus and delivering value and really becoming the masters of a few important categories or skills. We chose a couple of tracks to focus on, one being economic development and enterprise, really helping to build this community and partner with those people who are aligned in doing that. And travel and tourism, which is also, bingo, a really great specialty to have in Charleston. By focusing, it allows us to not go after things that are sort of outside of our wheelhouse. And we leave that to all the other great marketing firms in town to go pursue those things.
Well, so what are your challenges right now in these two categories that you are specializing in?
They don't sound like challenges sometimes, but I think any business owner listening understands that sometimes growth can be a challenge. Managing growth, aligning the right team, right-sizing your team, managing all the work, doing top-notch work for everybody you're committed to helping. And I think we're always just challenged to keep our team best of the bunch, you know, make sure that they've got the training that they need and the opportunities that kind of fuel their fire.
Can you give us a couple of examples of work you are doing in these two areas of specialization of yours?
Sure. Well, we're just launching the Darling Restaurant on King Street. It's a seafood-focused oyster bar, and we're just so excited. It's always great fun to help an organization really make its first impression. We're also beginning to work with the town of Somerville to promote their hospitality and tourism assets. We do a great deal of work in the community development sphere, and so we are always aligned with Nexton and Summer's Corner, two exciting new villages in the Somerville area, and attract all those folks who are moving here for jobs in Volvo and Boeing.
And so all of this has led to you now being bombarded with calls from college kids looking for work?
Yes, yes. I've developed a little subspecialty in wanting to help young people make the best possible start on their career. We receive dozens of requests a week from potential interns or young professionals who want to launch their careers here. And somewhere along the way, a lot of these people are not being told the best practices for searching for a job. And I work as a PR counselor, so I have to be pretty persistent, and I have to try lots of different ways to catch the attention of people that I'm trying to persuade. So I don't respond to those first emails, because I want to see how creative and how persistent those young people are. Mike, it winnows out about 98% of them, and I just find that sad, but maybe they don't realize they should just find creative ways to get people's attention. We have hired professionals in this office because they wrote to us an hour after we got out of a staff meeting and said, gosh, we need help. There is no substitute for terrific timing. We're all busy people. And so hearing from a great, talented person on a Monday will be forgotten by Friday. So they just need to understand that it's not annoying. for them to follow up. It's highly appreciated.
Colleen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Colleen Troy is president of Touchpoint Communications in Charleston. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also listen to this show again and post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.